Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell across the country, around the globe here on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming to you live, New England, Media Day today in Boston. Celtics and Mavericks tomorrow night, TD Bank Garden, 8:30 Eastern, ABC will have it. Boy, ABC, ESPN, Disney living large with both the NBA and the NHL, huh? Away we go. We look forward to it. Kyrie Irving, his return to Boston, two really star-crossed, malcontent, poor attitude seasons in Boston, a fan base that just absolutely despises him. And a former Celtic and a commentator, Kendrick Perkins, with an unbelievable quote. He said, look, Kyrie Irving is so dumb. He was so mean-spirited comment. Kendrick said, hey, if you took out his brain and you put it inside a bird, the bird would fly backwards. I mean, it was just an incendiary, horrible quote. Well, Kendrick Perkins has taken that back. He's in the Boston Globe today and on talk radio and across ESPN saying, hey, you know what? Bygones be bygones. Kyrie Irving deserves a chance. He's turned over a new leaf. He has really found himself in the Metroplex down there in Dallas-Fort Worth, ironically, because that was a controversial trade. It just was. I mean, Brooklyn was a disaster for him, you know, with the no COVID vax, which is his choice. And then the just crazy comments about the anti-Semitic movie, and just it was just an absolute you-know-what kind of show. Away we go. NBA Finals. We're going to talk some college football, believe it or not. We're going to get inside baseball. You know, Rocket Mortgage, you know, in Ohio and Michigan, and kind of getting a Midwestern footprint, home of the Cavaliers. We're going to go Cleveland Phoenix slash with our buddy Jeff Rich, who is part of the overnight team here on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline. Got a lot to get to. We'll check in on Roland Garros, men's and women's, upsets on the women's side. Where else are we going? As I said, college football. Oh, 18-game NFL season. Ryan Kelly, a member of the NFL Players Association, says not so fast. That's not going to happen anytime too soon. We're coming back on Sports Byline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. Marty Terrell here. Yeah, media day in Boston. Games 1 and 2. Boy, they really do drag this out. I talked about this at length yesterday and the day before. I mean, it just drags on. But listen, they're not going to change. Thursday night, Sunday night, Wednesday, Friday. You know, it just they drag it on. I mean, it takes 18 days to play 7 games. My Lord. I mean, come on. Anyways, Porzingis poised to play. Screamed the headline today in the Boston Globe. The other half of the fold was Kyrie in Dallas. They couldn't be happier with Irving, and away we go. So we look forward to it. Boston in 6 is my pick. This Dallas team's not going quietly, but I think Boston will hoist banner number 18 to the rafters when the season starts next October, next November. So that's where I'm going. Yeah, call me a homer, because you would be 1,000% correct on that, okay? We'll get into that as well. We're going to toss around the baseball with Jeff Rich from Sports Overnight. He'll join us from Phoenix, again, Ohio guy in the heart of Rocket Mortgage country, doing a lot of neat things with Jeff Rich on this program, and really looking forward to continuing to build that relationship. He and his wife, Jen, do a great job on this network, so we will bring him into the fold. We've had him on before, too. We look forward to it. Obviously, Djokovic, as I'm hitting the headlines of the day and the night, Djokovic out. Casper, I don't know how you pronounce it. I really don't. He's from Norway, but it's to walk over because Djokovic is undergoing surgery. He's out. So, he, you know, injury. So, 7-seed Casper R-U-U-D. Ryud Casper is his, okay, the friendly ghost. He gets the walkover victory. To me, it's Alcaraz right now. All eyes on him. And Zverev, who won today over Demonure. So the semis, I think, just about set, right? So there we go. And then on the women's side, can't wait for Coco Gauff. She's probably going to lose. But man, oh man, is she starting to build a cachet. Of course, winning at Wimbledon last year, would love to see her get it done on the clay. So obviously we're going to keep an eye on that as we roll through the weekend. You know, all of a sudden, and not even to mention the NHL, you know, we went from kind of, you know, we kind of caught our breath after all the you know, the NCAA March Madness. You know, you get the Masters. You get, you know, all sorts of stuff. UConn successfully repeats. We get Iowa, South Carolina. We got Caitlin Clark, you know, the Caitlin effect runneth over. That cup runneth over. And then, you know, just, you know, a two-week break, the draft, and boom, she starts playing basketball again. Now we got all this controversy. You got Angel Reese getting tossed last night. And I'm just going to make a statement here, and I'm going to save most of this for Dom, because he is kind of our – not kind of, he is. He just does an excellent job on women's basketball and other things, but really strong. And he's kind of nurturing me and teaching me kind of the WNBA ropes, and I'm trying to be a good pupil. But it doesn't take any learned thought, really, to just watch Angel Reese. And I hate saying this about a young gal, but she's disingenuous. I took it hook, line, and sinker back in March in Albany, New York. I'll never forget the night. We're on the air live courtside. I got the pep band from LSU right there blaring me in the ear. And I had watched Angel, and I filmed a couple of little photo blogs of her working out and talking to fans and talking, not really fans, but a few members of the media. And yeah, I guess a few kids were kind of starstruck by Angel Reese and those, you know, those Black Widow eyelashes. And, you know, she's an attractive woman. So, you know, obviously these kids and young people coming into the arena and a few adults were, you know, giving her a shout out, and some of the Iowa fans were kind of riding her a little bit. It was an interesting exchange. Well, come to find out, Iowa beats them. Clark goes off for 40. It's just a great, great regional in Albany. I mean, I'll never forget it. It highlighted this broadcast career of mine, one of them. It was just a lot of fun. It really was. To see the media, to see that building in upstate New York, just with the roof coming off of it, loud as loud can be. It had the pageantry, really, of a men's Final Four. And the women, they always said, just, you know, was a cut below. Well, there was no cutting below anything. It was on par with anything I've been around. I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was really good. So, anyway, Angel Reese, we've come to find out, had gotten a lot of hate on social media. There was all sorts of other stuff going on. And she came to that last press conference with her coach and with her teammates. And, you know, her teammates were in unison. You know, we're on team Angel Reese. You know, this woman's been through hell. And she had. So I'm going to compartmentalize this. And Kim Mulkey came on there, and there was some, you know, just saying, hey, look, at social media. I'm talking about this. I'm not going to get into anything else other than that the kids today, you know, they're on social media. They're exposing themselves. It's the Wild West. Anything goes. It's terrible. And the more they read it, the more they show up for a game, and they're all messed up. Angel had been asked to step away from the team. We're just starting to see, to me, just a real, I don't know how to word it other than a contradiction of a personality. She was so engaging. She cried at that press conference. You know, you sat there, and I could feel myself kind of, you know, tearing up a little bit in sympathy, thinking, man, oh, man, I just don't relate. Or, you know, I shouldn't be able to relate. This poor kid, she's got, you know, and then we just see what's going on. You know, Caitlin Clark gets body checked by one of Reese's teammates over the weekend, and Reese is over there clapping. She gets tossed last night for two technicals. Hey, listen. Caitlin Clark's picked up technicals. She's on a path right now, the way it's structured in the WNBA with the rule book. You know, you string along the technicals, all of a sudden, not only do you get technicals, you get fined, and you also get suspended. So that's what Caitlin Clark is staring down the barrel of. But I just want, and I'm not singling out Reese, because Caitlin's not perfect either, okay? And, you know, I mean, this whole thing. And again, Tara Sullivan today in the Boston Globe, headline, Clark and the WNBA deserve better than the toxic and ugly talk. They do. But this is what happens when a league goes from people not paying attention to now everybody's paying attention and talking about it. You can't get around it. And with that comes growing pains and strife and consternation and difference of opinion and arguments and ultimately controversy. And but, you know, the physical stuff, the basically violence, there's no place for that. I mean, that's just crazy. There's no place for it. We don't need to belabor the point. But the fact of the matter is this. I'm just going to say this, and I guess I am singling her out. Will the real Angel Reese please stand up? Would you please stand up and tell us? Because you obviously are saying one thing, and then you obviously have great hate and disdain for Caitlin Clark. And you know what? If that's the case, that's okay. I mean, not everyone can be Magic and Larry. And deep down inside, there was a lot of, I think, angst and a lot of stuff where Magic, you know, Larry was the great white hope. They played in the highest rated NCAA basketball game ever. I think that record still stands, 1979, Michigan State, Indiana State. So listen, we've been down this road before. I get really uncomfortable when it becomes a race issue because, and I know Costas has gone off on this, because everyone's saying the obvious. If the Kennedy gal, if Caitlin Clark did that to the Kennedy gal, oh my Lord. I mean, they'd want her thrown out of the league. They'd want her incarcerated. They would want her fined. Throw the book at her. And unfortunately, I have to say, I get it. I get that opinion. It's not worth going out on some rant and losing my vocation and a right to earn a living on this great network, but man, oh man. So I'll leave it to other people who have got bigger kahunas than I do, but I can understand. I understand it. I'm going to leave it at that. You call me a coward. You can call me a cop-out artist. That's fine. I'll admit it openly. I don't want to touch it, but you know what? It's worth discussing. It is worth discussing in a very, very calm, you know, methodical, well-thought-out way, but I don't know. I'll observe that debate. I'm not partaking. It's not worth it to me. Too much risk. We're coming back here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll bring Dom into the fold. Jeff Rich a little bit later on. I'm glad you're on board.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Talking the world of sports, you can't get away with it. I'm going to do just 60 seconds because I did it on my blog, mouthofthemidwest.com. I love it. Today was a great day. I'm at the airport. I'm like, yay, here we go. College football media guides are out. They're showing up in the mailbox. They're showing up online. Athlon's got their college football yearbook out. Here we go. On the cover, Michigan running back Donovan Edwards, Trayvon Henderson, Ohio State. Now, granted, this was purchased in Iowa. Jay Higgins, linebacker, Iowa. Nebraska defensive lineman Ty Robinson, Penn State running back Nicholas Singleton. Life after Saban in Alabama. Ohio State's going to be huge. Michigan, Texas, September 7th. Oh, my Lord. Army, Navy, both going to play Notre Dame in the New York metropolitan area. Oh, my gosh, are we going to be there at MetLife and at Yankee Stadium November 23rd for the Shamrock Series game. That's my college football talk. We got to go, Caitlin Clark, the WNBA. This is not going away. Bob Costas has gone nuts. Commentators all over the globe are talking about this. We're gonna do it. A lot of people want to say this is a black and white issue. I disagree. I think it's a green and white issue. Money is green and white. And you know what? There's jealousy of the highest order. With Caitlin Clark, $28 million from Nike, millions from Gatorade, Hy-Vee, a regional sponsor, Xfinity. I mean, we just go on State Farm. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. And these gals are looking at this and they hate it. They absolutely hate it. Black, white, purple, green, it doesn't matter. It's about green and white, not black and white. Dominic, why so much hatred? And is this ultimately going to give the WNBA a black eye and have people get turned off by it when these gals are doing this stuff? And listen, Caitlin hasn't been squeaky clean. She's been whining to the officials. She's racked up three or four technicals, and the league rules suggest a suspension looms if she keeps it up. Give me your take on this. Let's hear. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I do think people are going to be turned off by it really quick, and it's going to be in a way that's even more detrimental than if they stopped rooting for Caitlin Clark. It'll become they only root for Caitlin Clark and they don't care about the rest of the league, which is obviously contradictory to what everybody would be hoping for with Caitlin Clark entering the league, with Cameron Brink entering the league, Angel Reese, Camila Cardoso, it goes on and on. Mm-hmm. The hope was, and so far the hope has been, the hope has been actualized, or whatever that you want to call it, that the numbers are up across the board. The ticket sales are up. The Aces have sold out, I think, every home game but one, period. Not just season tickets, just straight-up sellouts. I think there's a game, I want to say maybe against the Mystics or the Sky, that they haven't sold out yet. Mm-hmm. Tickets are up. Sales are up. Merch sales are up. The numbers, right. TV ratings are up. The social media discourse, good or bad, is up. People are caring about the WNBA, but I think the more that it turns into a drama fest, there are going to be the casual fans who, and this is not my opinion, I'm not speaking for anybody, this is just what I've observed on social media, there are going to be a lot of people who were attracted to the women's game in large part to Caitlin Clark. They see this drama fest, and they're going to say something like, oh, women, they don't support each other. Why should I support? Trust me, there's all kinds of discourse like that on social media right now. Not even discourse, just complaining. So there, it is going to turn people off for sure, 100%. It's going to be a situation where, any press is good press. I think not in this case.
All right, I got 2 points. One, and you don't have to touch this. I'm not going to set a trap. Nor would I do that. You're a big part of this show. I don't want to think you to think or anyone to think I'm knowingly or unknowingly even putting out something there that could be misconstrued. Because this issue scares the daylights out of me, and I like being able to say that because it does. It just scares me. I don't like racial disparity. I don't like any of it. But you can't ignore the obvious. 2 points. If if Kennedy Carter had that done to her by Caitlin or another player, a Caucasian player, I'm telling you, this would have been off the rails. I agree with Bob Costas and the others who have put forth that opinion. I just agree with it. I'll leave it at that. The other thing is Pat McAfee on ESPN and his show, and Brock Hines and I kind of just, you know, waffled around this a little bit yesterday because there was more important things to talk about. And I will just say this. If Pat McAfee, he called Caitlin Clark, you know, blah, 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 white, itch with a B in front of it. Had he said that about an African-American woman like an Angel Reese or Carter or anybody else, he would have been fired immediately. He wouldn't have seen the end of his show. They would have gone to a break during a commercial break. They'd come back and there would be no Pat McAfee. There would have been no Pat McAfee. So there is just, I don't know if it's a double standard or one big ball of just guck and just absolute junk, but this is where we are right now with the WNBA, Mr. Dominic Jimenez. Go ahead. Let's hear.
I think what you're seeing is in part a reflection of American culture right now, where there is a subset of people who are hoping for racial equality and that we're not judging people based on their skin color. There is a subset of people who don't want to hear about racism, this racism, that, black, white, this. They really couldn't care. And then there's a subset of people who legitimately will not root for somebody because of their skin tone. It's factual. And with McAfee's statement, he meant it in a good way. I don't care for Pat McAfee. I'll give him credit. He meant it in a good way, and he has apologized already. But yep. It reminds me of Bill Burr, who he mentioned basically what you just said, where if you call somebody, oh, you witch, right. That's bad. If you're white and you say, oh, you white witch, all right, that's a little different. But if you're a white person and you say, oh, you black witch, then you're going to get arrested or something. It was a
or
Bill
you're
Burr.
Fired.
They're fired. Yeah,
it was
a Bill Burr joke.
Fired.
So it's very much an observation that has been made. And you're right. There is racial connotations to it. It's tough, though. And I think what it is so many people have globbed on to Caitlin Clark. And I was briefly mentioning this to you during the break, Marty. I think that in addition to everything that is likable and good about Caitlin Clark, her general off-the-court demeanor, her relationship with the fans, her basketball skills, her media persona, I think that they root so strongly for her in addition because she is a Caucasian American who is thriving in sports, which we really haven't seen too much of, especially in basketball. So I think there are racial elements to everything that we've been talking about with the WNBA. It's just unfortunate that is the discussion we're having over the skills and the game that is actually happening that is far more important.
I agree, but I'll take it one step further, Dom, because she's an exciting player. She is the mm-hmm. best female women's basketball player at passing the basketball I've seen, and while I'm on it, she's the best shooter. I mean, she just is. I'm sorry. She just is. She is fun to watch. For me, it's appointment television. I have to watch it. It's FOMO, fear of missing out. She's going to do something, and I want to say I saw it live. I love seeing her in person. She is tremendous. There are other great players in this league, though. There is. So here's where I want to go with this. Let's just take that big ball of wax and store it over here, frame it over here. What I want to know is, can the WNBA even – no such thing as bad publicity – I think they're even going to move to a higher high once the smoke clears on all this. WNBA has got a level of relevance right now, Dom, that is mind-blowing. I think it's still going to go positive. Do you?
I think in the end, we'll walk away from this. We'll get over it. I think the out of the action of play physicality will come down because Caitlin Clark will establish herself as eventually a multi-game, a one-year veteran, a two-year veteran. I think long-term, they're going to be just fine. Is she still going to get treated roughly in the game of play? 1,000,000%. And that's not because the women are hating on Caitlin Clark. It's not because the women are jealous of Caitlin Clark. It's because what else are you going to do to stop a generational offensive talent like that? Steph Curry is in his mid-30s. Steph Curry is the only unanimous MVP in NBA history. Steph Curry's won multiple MVPs. Steph Curry's won multiple titles. And you know what? I think Caitlin Clark shared a photo of the bruises and scratches. You know who else looks exactly like that after games? Steph Curry. So the whole notion of their outs are hurt her, it's a jealousy thing, I'll say 99% of that is false. Now, the play that Kennedy Carter made, that's not in the field of quote-unquote play. It was a dead ball. That has no place in any sport, not just women's basketball, not just to Caitlin Clark, period. Plays like that shouldn't be happening. But she's still going to get physically roughed up because that is the easiest way to stop somebody who is that amazing on offense.
I see that 100%, but I will respectfully just say the jealousy and the, you got to go back to the money. When in doubt, it's the money. And by the way, when they say it's not about the money, forget it. It's all about the money. The minute someone says, it's like when an athlete holds out. Oh, I'm holding out. Why are you holding out? I want a new contract. But it's not about the money. Well, then you don't hold out. So I don't want to hear that garbage. I don't. And I'm not saying you said that, Dom, but that's just the way it is. So the money's the big part of it, and it's jealousy at its root. Absolute stone cold, melted down to a little molecule, it's jealous because she's got like $60 million or whatever, north of $50 million or endorsements. That gets people rankled. We're coming back. I'm Marty Terrell. Great job, Dom. Jeff Rich is up next. Ohio and Arizona, the world of sports, with an overnight colleague. Coming back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right there, Lady Rider on the TV, little Dire Straits right there, right? One of my all-time favorites, there you go. All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, colleague, and I call him a friend. He is Jeff Rich, he and his wife Jen. You hear him on Sports Overnight, Monday and Tuesdays, Monday into a Tuesday, Tuesday into a Wednesday. I missed out last night. Had commitments and did not get to hear, but Jeff and I did a little catch-up off the air, and now we'll do a little catch-up on the air. Jeffrey, welcome aboard. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline. How you doing?
Hey, Marty. It's great catching up with you. Beautiful Wednesday here in the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, you're out there in Arizona, indeed. So, all right, let's get into it. I got to get your take. I'm going to go through it. We're going to clean out the sports closet of your mind right here. This is what I do. It's like putting you on the hot seat, like put you on the Budweiser hot seat. But I'm going to put you on the I'll just put you on a lukewarm seat. Give me a take on Boston-Dallas real quick. You can give me short little bullet point quotes on these. Boston-Dallas, how does that strike you? Who do you like in the series? Let's hear.
Well, Boston's been so far out in front of the curve. If everybody recalls, they actually had the one seed in the East locked up before anybody had clinched any of the remaining 15 or, I guess, 19 postseason spots. I think that they had a little bit of an easier road getting to the finals, kind of like Golden State was in 2015, where everybody was hurt. You can only play the team in front of you, but you know, Boston's been waiting for this whole thing to come to fruition for a long time. They got there, they swung and missed against the Warriors a couple of years back. I think that they're ready to win this thing. As far as Dallas goes, you know, a lot of work to get there. They have a 1 and a 1A with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. I think that they're really well coached. I think the both teams are really well coached. I'd still give the edge to Joe Mazzulla. And as much as I want a competitive series here, and as much as the you know, the old Cavaliers fan of me is rooting for Kyrie Irving to get it done without LeBron James, I really have a hard time picking Dallas in this series. I want to go Dallas in seven, but I'm leaning more towards Boston in five or six.
It's funny, in Boston, there's a thought that the Celtics are just absolutely well-rested, going to hit their stride, and will sweep the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, when I heard that, I'm like, okay, whatever you guys are smoking, keep it away from me. But, yeah, media day, and it is. They honestly think that Celtics just they match up very well, and they feel like they'll sweep it. All right, we're going to get a lot to get to. One more thing. We're going to go Cleveland here in the Indians. I want to get into some baseball with you, but I want to go back to the women's Final Four at Rocket Mortgage, Loudville. You know, I think of Boston, and I think of the Garden. It's going to explode tomorrow night. It'll be no, I mean, it's one of the toughest venues for road teams. I'll tell you what, that building in Cleveland, man, you're on top of those players. Loudville is real. What's your take on Rocket Mortgage, Quicken Loans? It used to be, it was Gund Arena. You had the LeBron and Kyrie situation back in 2016. That is a tremendous building. It really and truly is. And Cavaliers, quite frankly, have a great home court advantage there. Tell me about that. Let's go.
I think so. The energy in Cleveland for the sport, for the game of basketball, is exponentially higher than it was when I was growing up there in the 80s and the early 90s. You know, them moving downtown, it really, you know, gives a metropolitan atmosphere, you know, so similar to what the Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers have, just with it being, you know, kind of a city sport. I thought that LeBron, you know, brought a lot of commerce to that downtown area that we probably hadn't seen. I mean, and I'm talking about LeBron 1.0, you know, 2003 to 2010. The energy down there in the downtown area was a lot like it was in the early 90s, the infant days of the Gundarena and Jacobs Field next door, when the Indians were putting something special together there. It's a great venue. It hosted the Cleveland Gladiators of the arena and then later the Indoor Football League. And it's also the home to the Cleveland Monsters, who, I believe, and I don't follow them too closely, are in a dogfight in the AHL playoffs.
Yep. It's interesting. It really is. Wonderful sports town. All right, let's get to the Indians. Got to see him on Marathon Monday in Boston. Manager Steve Vogt has done a tremendous job. Francona era was successful. Harken back to 2016, a rain delay, and then Chris Bryant fields a ball right in front of the shortstop, crosses over in front of the shortstop from third base, throws him out. You know, the curse of the Bambino had ended for the Red Sox, and now the Billy Goat, and finally the Cubs had a huge, huge load off their back. The curse was finally ended. That being said, this Cleveland team right now, putting up numbers both pitching and offensively, and this lineup, this is a real deal team, and I think and they've been they've given the Yankees fits going back to the mid 90s. So here's my thought for you: how good is this Cleveland team? What is your sense? You follow them closely. Is this a team that is obviously flashing signs that they're going to be a legitimate world championship candidate? Let's hear about your Indians. Guardians. I'll say it again. Guardians.
Hey, Marty, I was ready to let it slide, but hey, I'll take the nomenclature either way that it comes. I know who you're talking about. As far as world championship aspirations, it's hard to look at that Dodgers lineup, that Phillies lineup, even that Yankees lineup. When you're talking about a seven-game series, I think that Cleveland on paper doesn't look like a 40-20 team, a team that wins two-thirds of their ball games. What they're getting is just amazing from, you knew that Jose Ramirez was a superstar, took the hometown discount. He's going to probably play the rest of his days in Cleveland with the Guardians. The Naylor brothers, Bo Naylor was supposed to be the big hitting prospect. Josh was supposed to hold down a corner outfield slot. He breaks Josh breaks his leg a couple years ago. He comes back. He's basically relegated to playing first base and designated hitter duty. But he's really emerging, Josh Naylor is, into a superstar. And that 3-4-5 that Cleveland can bring with Jose Ramirez, the switch hitter, Naylor, the lefty, and David Fry hitting right-handed, you can't pull the loogie anymore. You got that three-batter minimum. So some point, you're going to have a rough matchup either way with Ramirez, whether he's on the right or left-hand side of the plate. David Fry, I'll tell you what, they opened the All-Star voting, and I've got him as my American League designated hitter. This is a guy that nobody's ever heard of, and I'm a big Cleveland fan coming into this year, and he's just been a special player. He can play about eight positions in the field, including catcher. So I think that he's really special. And then they've just got this flux of young talent there. Tyler Freeman's made the transition from being a middle infielder to playing the outfield. I had him projected as a utility infielder at one point. You've got all these guys that they're calling up. Kyle Manzardo was a fall league hero last year. His teammate on the Peoria team out here in the Arizona Fall League last year, Chase DeLauder, is a big prospect that's at AA right now, about to be promoted to Columbus. So I think that there's a lot to be excited about. But that being said, sometimes those nine-figure payrolls are just going to get you in the end. And I think that you look through that Philadelphia lineup, even when you get past the big three in the front, you've still got Marsh, you've still got Baum. They should have been your National League champions last year, but this team down the street for me was a little disruptive. But you mentioned 2016 a lot, Marty, and I do want to mention that they lost most of their starting pitching, including losing Carlos Carrasco, like September 15th. Beat writer for the Indians at the time, Paul Hoynes with the Cleveland Plain Dealer, wrote a eulogy for this team on September 15th. And 6 weeks later, they're playing Game 7 in early November in Cleveland. And they had three chances to close it out. I think it was disappointing knowing the way that the series went. But going into that 2016 postseason, I think that there were no expectations. So for them to get so close, it was a little bit disappointing. I want to see how the rest of the season plays out. In fact, I want to see how the rest of the series with the Kansas City Royals plays out. I'd be watching it right now, but they got a big storm coming into Cleveland, so they're going to push that game back to August. And you know, I think that they've got one more with the Royals coming up on Thursday. And let's see how they play against all of their competition in their division.
One more thing on the Guardians here. You know, Francona leaves. You know, his health has been so very shaky. I thought when Lindor, when he departed, I thought that was really not the actual death knell, but a clear sign that we were going to go through a real bumpy period with the Guardians, and that has not really happened. Why? Or was Lindor just, yeah, let's hear.
Well, I think that their scouting department's a lot better than it was 10, 15 years ago. So they are able to reload. They understand the economics of the type of organization that they are. You know, the Dolans are not multi-billionaires. This is a team that's run by local lawyers. The big advantage that they have with Paul Dolan being the managing partner at the moment is they have such deep roots in the community. After we went through everything that we went through in Cleveland in 95 and what I went through with the Coyotes leaving here, within the last couple of months, is that fear of losing your team, just kind of trumps everything else. So I think knowing that the Indians / Guardians / Naps, Broncos, Blues, whatever you want to call them, I think that they're going to be in Cleveland for the long haul. And the reality of that is that there's not big TV money in Cleveland. There's not, you're not going to put 37,000 in the stadium like in the 90s when it's a shiny thing. And one thing I do want to mention, going to Francona to vote, is I think that the players have been able to relax. Tito Francona was a very hands-off, respect me and I'll respect you type of manager. And I think that Vogt's a little bit more of a player's guy. It pressures off a little bit. These young guys aren't going through the sophomore slumps that I think that we saw. I think that we saw Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor, kind of slump during the playoffs. And I think that's an incredible amount of pressure. And I think it's difficult to deal with Vogt right now where this team is. I really think that Cleveland's playing with house money. But I think that when push comes to shove, we get to the postseason. I don't think this team is locked to the postseason. And I just think that that's where they're at right now because they have one bona fide starting pitcher, and it's Tanner Bibee. Maybe Shane Bieber comes back. Maybe Kevin Williams steps up into the role. Ben Lively's looked pretty good so far. But, losing your ace, the third, after two starts, that's really rough. And we just went through it in Cleveland with Nick Chubb going down to game two of the NFL last year.
That's exactly right. Hey, listen, Jeff, best to Jen. We appreciate you both here on the network. And let's see if we can do this occasionally and a little more often because I love your insights. I enjoy your show. And this is keeping it in the family. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And have a good night.
All right. You take care, Mary. I can't wait for the next time.
All right, buddy. Good job. Jeff Rich, listen to him Monday and Tuesday, Monday into Tuesday, Tuesday into Wednesday. It's two shows spread out over three overnights. And, two overnights. He does a great job, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great listen, so we look forward to it. All right, we come back. We'll put a wrap on it, what we're screaming, about in the world of sports. Right now we're screaming about the WNBA. I think the Fever are off here. And we were promised June 1st that's when the Olympic team, women's Olympic team, was going to be announced. Did I miss it? Is Caitlin Clark in or out? I want to know. So there you go. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. He's Dominic Jimenez. We're down the home stretch here on Sports Byline, presented by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. We're coming back here on Sports Byline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, right now, top of the hour looms, and we got breaking news. According to the Wall Street Journal, the NBA is engaging a 11-year deal for a reported $76 billion media revenue with ESPN, NBC, and Amazon. Here's the breakdown. ESPN for the 11 years will be $2.6 billion a year. Why would those media outlets and those media outlets spread it out or at $2.6 billion a year over 11? My God, why don't you do the first 5 years and then you're, well, I don't know, who knows? NBC, $2.5 billion a year for 11 years. And then Amazon at $1.8 billion a year. This will next year, the 24-25 season will be the final season TNT airs NBA games and will mark the end of Inside the NBA. So we get one more year of Shaq, Kenny the Jet, Ernie, and Barkley. I thought the deal was already up in that period. I don't know. That's weird. But it says via the Wall Street Journal. I hope it's true. I mean, I it could be, who knows? I'm always afraid of this stuff. I really am. But I'll go with it. With the proviso, it's the Wall Street Journal that I'm seeing this. So it seems like it's the real deal, but who knows? With artificial intelligence, I mean, people's voices that, you know, not even theirs sound like theirs. Oh, my God. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to AI, you know. Hey, Darren, I'd like to re-up our deal. I'll do some shows, and then I'll have somebody else do the show, just use my voice. and probably be a vastly improved show, right? 100%. Dominic Jimenez, you are a mensch. Good man. You did a great job, as always. I appreciate you in San Francisco. I'm Marty Terrell here in New England. Thanks to Jeff Rich out in Phoenix. His takes on the world of sports, always welcome here. And his wife, Jen. They're part of Sports Overnight America. Thanks for tuning in. Stay with us for more sports throughout the night in the early hours here on Sports Byline. Adios. Hey, hey.